You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday, we were talking about being average at certain things, and then we somehow drifted into talking about being below average at certain things.
Yeah.
Jeremy, take center stage.
Hands down, below average at something, mine would be throwing a frisbee. I've come to the conclusion that this is something that I will never achieve in my life, throwing the perfect frisbee throw.
That's so random.
Like, if you go in the backyard with me and play that, I mean, somebody's going on the roof, somebody's going in the neighbor's yard. I don't know what it is. I just don't have the wrist for it.
You don't have the coordination?
Can't do it.
Does
you know?
Your family play frisbee a lot?
We actually went out on Thanksgiving because my parents have a big backyard, and we're just kind of tossing it around, and mine was the one that kind of went to the right and then did the, you know, it's like straight on and
swan dive into the ground.
And rolled off into, you know.
What do you think wherever. The problem is?
I don't know what it is. But you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm fine with not being able to throw a frisbee because there's not going to be an instance in my life where I'm going to need that. Like maybe somebody's got like an active shooter. He's got a gun to somebody's head or something and I got to throw a frisbee to knock
your
that
discus.
Gun out of his hand, that gun right out, and it's never going to happen.
Do you have a strong male figure in your life that could teach you? Do you have any good frisbee throwers in your immediate circle?
A lot, yeah. Every guy in my family is a good...
And nobody's tried to do the wrist thing?
I think what it comes down
right.
to
I don't
is
need, I don't need
with
it in my life.
Time and practice, you could get good, and yet who wants to, at your age, invest the
not
time in that?
Not at all. Do not need right. it. Do not
You'll
care.
Never know the joy of frisbee golf.
No, I won't, which is fine because that whole thing is a little
Seems
weird.
Seems kind of douchey.
Anyway, little douchey. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Acceptance is beautiful, though. I'm glad you
That's
can sleep
fine.
At night
yeah,
with
I'm
this.
Fine with not being able to throw a frisbee, guys.
Well,
I'm okay.
I would say mine is interior decorating. I don't know how some people do it with the wall colors and then how there's. What's the darker wall?
Accent.
The accent,
accent
wall.
Walls,
that's
yeah.
a big thing these days. And then you get the pillows on the... Like, my fridge is in my living room, and I just put pictures up anywhere willy-nilly.
Listen,
I don't know how to do it.
I don't want to be all sexist here, but allow me to say, you're a girl.
I know.
Don't you have a strong woman figure
you're
in your life that shows you how to paint and throw a pillow down?
Nah. It's all right. Everything is kind of like a tan color in my house.
It's all beige.
And they're all different shades of tan and brown. And I feel like, all right,
so,
you
so
go together.
So you've grasped the idea of contrasting colors. You just
I keep it in the same family.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, you've seen my house, Dom. I mean, it's not that much of
no,
a looker.
No, it looked fine,
it's
I guess.
Just, yeah, you can't.
But then again, I don't walk in. I'm not the person who walks in and goes, oh my, this is decorated in such a wonderful way.
You need a
way.
Vase over
oh,
here.
See, a vase? What?
You need a vase with some fake flowers.
Lovely accent piece. Yeah.
I don't notice things like that. So
I
I'm not a good judge.
I'm not a good decorator.
I would say for me, the biggest one, and this is the one that troubles me the most, I don't feel like Emily's that troubled by the decorating issue. I know Jeremy's not troubled by
at
the frisbees.
All. Come on.
The lack of frisbee skills. I am deep down inside troubled by the fact that I am way below average at social skills in a group setting. Meaning, if there's 5, 6 or more people and I'm part of that group, I'm the worst at social skills in that group.
You
I
get weird.
Suck at it.
I've been with
generally
you. You
what
weird.
I do is I get
yeah.
quiet.
You do. Yeah.
You do.
I get quiet. Now, there's a disclaimer. If I have to throw the switch for work, you know, like if I'm working a room for right. radio or as a writer or whatever, I can do it. But if it's just me out with a group of friends, I will become the most quiet person in the room because I am terrible at group social settings.
Okay, I have a sneaky picture of you from a few years ago. I'm going to make a little confession. You know how Jeremy will like screenshot like random pictures and then like zoom in if someone's making like a goofy face?
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of you from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a New Year's Eve party.
Uh-huh.
You did not know a lot of people.
Right.
Everybody was getting together to do a jello shot.
Yeah.
And then there's Dom in the background leaning in, and you look so miserable and like out of place, and you're like, I don't
it.
Know what I'm
the
doing.
The shot was
with
upside
this.
Down.
You're like, I think you're like looking at your beer, like, hey, beer, you're the only friend I have in the world. I don't know who these people are.
Oh.
I've had it for 2 years now.
And that says it all.
Like, you're so sad.
So I went to a birthday party a couple of weeks ago downtown on Larimer Street. And I was with probably 25 people that I knew. And I had this talk with one of the people there. And I go, I think she said, are you okay? You know, are you a little down? I was like, no, I'm in a great mood. I just can't handle group social settings. I'm the worst. So I'm not only below average, I'm at the bottom.
You hate it. You just hate it.
Have you always been that way?
Yes. If I'm one-on-one with somebody, I can go all day long. All day one-on-one or even one-on-two. But you put me in a party situation, forget about it. Again, unless I'm working. And then I can knock it out of the park. We have a couple of Jessicas on the line. Here's Jessica, number one. Jessica, what are you below average at?
I'm below average with cooking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate.
What was the last thing you screwed up?
Sloppy Joe's. And the worst part is it was from a can.
Oh.
So I have to know, since you open a can, heat it up, and put it on a bun, at what point did you struggle?
When I changed the direction from opening a can and putting it on a bun, I tried to brown ground beef and add some Worcestershire. Disaster. When Worcestershire burns, it's awful.
I'm below average at saying Worcestershire.
Spelling it. Oh, man. Don't even try.
It's a toughie.
Good luck to you, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show.
Probably eats a lot of peanut butter sandwiches.
Domino's delivers.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's another Jessica. Hi, Jessica, number two.
Hello.
So what are you below average at?
I am below average at flirting.
Why do you say that?
I love it.
Well, because whenever I went on a double date with my friends a few weeks ago, the guy was like, oh, you're so pretty, you know, and it's just like, hey, I like your ears.
You know? Well, did he have nice ears? all you have to do is like toss your hair and smell pretty. That's all we need. Yeah.
Oh no! Whenever I toss my hair, it like gets stuck on my like lipstick, my eyelashes.
It's in your teeth.
You think maybe?
It's so bad.
Do you think maybe you're just overthinking it? In other words, you're going into these situations, putting all this pressure on yourself instead of just being yourself. Is that possible?
That could be it, because if you get me one-on-one with, you know, a guy, I'm fine. But as soon as it's the pressure of dating or anything like that, it's an automatic, like, awkward switch just flips.
You flub it up.
So bad.
Did you like this guy? Were there butterflies or your...
No, it's just...
So well, maybe that's
awkward.
Part of
you
it.
You were awkward with your hair and your lipstick and your ear comments in front of a guy you don't even like.
Right. Oh, you should see me with guys that I do like. Oh, it's so much worse. It's so much worse.
Well, Jess, I think you look sexy today.
Yeah. Why don't you? Can you flirt
thank
with
you?
Can you flirt with us?
Can I flirt with you?
Yeah.
Come on, sexy.
Sure.
Come
you
on,
look girl. So good over the radio.
You have a face for radio, huh? What do you do for a living?
I do dispatching for fuel haulers.
For fuel haulers?
Oh.
Right.
Well, you do have a very attractive voice. I mean, I can listen
thank
to you.
You.
I can listen to you talk all day long. I really could.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you guys want a private line? Do you want to talk to
No. I just want to dispatch some love right now over the phone.
Oh, look what? At her. She's like, hang up.
I'd like to dispatch that ass, Jessica.
Oh.
I'd like to check your octane. I'll tell you
Ooh,
that.
Stop it.
Now we're just harassing the poor girl.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.